Okay, Bob, here's your medicine.
Well, thank you.
Are you okay? Feeling a little bit easier?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Good. That last bit of news really pushed you over the top, huh?
Well, not really. I just couldn't believe. I mean, if they really thought I did something wrong, wouldn't they have locked me up instead of laughing? And they kept calling it real funny money instead of new money.
Bob, you gotta just realize that it's a bad idea. And the store clerk didn't want your new money. I mean, even with your picture on it, it's just not worth anything.
Well, we've had this discussion before, and again, neither is their money worth anything. I think it was a good idea.
Okay. We'll just go back to the drawing board, okay?
Well, okay. Like my saintly mom always said, if at first you don't succeed...
That's right. Just relax. You just relax. Oh, God, help me. There's still no jobs out there. Boxcars, 7-Eleven, Old Time Radio Pod, where reality really means nothing.
Being a private investigator means two things. You can be sure you'll run into trouble, and you can never be sure you'll get out of it. Well, there's not much you can do about it, I guess. Except, like Julie always says...
Walk softly, Peter Troy.
And now Peter Troy investigates the blonde with a delicate air.
This girl Julie you met a moment ago, she keeps the bill collectors at bay and generally runs the place I loosely call my office. You'll meet her again in a little while. But right now, I want you to meet the lush lovely this case is all about. Her name is Caroline Varley, but most people call her Carol.
Oh, sorry, Lawrence. I was a million miles away.
So I noticed. Cigarette?
No, thanks, darling.
Beautiful girl. Soft lights. All we need now is the sweet music.
I don't need a thing.
Delicate. That's the operative word, Carol.
Mm-hmm.
Blonde with a delicate air. That's how I'll always think of you.
Oh, that's nothing.
Oh, dear.
Expecting anyone?
No, and as far as I'm concerned, whoever it is can go jump in the lake.
Better answer the door and get rid of them, darling.
Yes, I guess so.
And hurry back. Huh?
Yes, what do you... Crank.
Hello, Webster.
Now, look, I can explain...
Shut up, get back inside.
Give me that...
You didn't have to do that.
I didn't mean to. He jumped me.
Is he...
No, he's still breathing. Where's the package?
In the drawer of that desk. He put it there as soon as we came in.
Good.
Well, what happens now?
We have someone deliver the package for us, that's all.
Anyone in mind?
Yes. Troy. Peter Troy.
Oh, that name sounds familiar.
I'm a private investigator, Canadian. Tough. Very tough. And a ladies' man.
Oh, yes, of course, I remember now.
Opened up here a couple of years ago. Done very well, by all accounts.
You think he'll do a job like this?
Sure. The way we sell it, he'll be answering the appeal of a lady in distress.
Meaning me?
Mm-hmm.
Not afterwards?
Afterwards, I'm afraid Mr. Peter Troy will just have to die.
Pity.
Necessary.
Well, into each life some death must fall.
Uh, It had been one of those bad months. Seems no one in London needed the services of a private investigator. Money was like chorus girls in Alcatraz. There wasn't any. So to rent collectors and sundry tradesmen, I was but definitely out. But to delicate, dewy-eyed, husky-voiced blondes like Carol Valley, I was but definitely in.
So, to put it briefly, I need protection, Mr. Choi.
Uh-huh. I'll go along with that, Miss Farley. Springtime, a young man's fancy.
This young man is going to try to kill me.
Uh-huh. Well, that's no way to win friends and influence people, is it? Who is the guy?
An irate suitor, Mr. Choi. He wants to marry me. I declined the invitation, and now he's threatened to kill me.
And?
The job pays £100 for approximately 2 hours' work.
That buys you a grade A bundle of protection, Miss Farley. Is this character got a name?
Laurie Webster. He's a bit of a persistent man. He's been pestering me for months. He just won't take no for an answer.
It happens.
Just not my type, you know? Anyway, he's coming round to my place tonight to propose again.
And if you say no?
He said that if he can't have me, no one else will.
It sounds corny, but you want me to be there.
I thought you might be able to disillusion him just a little. If you know what I mean.
I'm way ahead of you.
My address is 15 Carlisle Road, South Kensington. 8:30 this evening?
On the nose.
Thank you, Peter.
Thank you, ma'am.
Carol.
That's nice.
I'll get some bourbon in.
Bourbon?
Well, don't all private detectives drink straight bourbon?
You've been reading too many pulp magazines. I'm the exception. Scotch.
Mm-hmm. I remember that.
The exception or the scotch?
Both. 8:30? I'll see you then.
Hi. 8:30 on the nose.
I like punctuality in a man. Come in.
Thanks.
Do you get many of these sort of assignments, Mr. Choi?
Oh, well, I was going to talk to you about that. £100, that's a lot of money just to dissuade a guy from carrying a gal off to the altar.
Why don't I go to the police?
Uh-huh.
I value my privacy, Mr. Choi. Don't you? Yeah. Scotch?
Thanks. £100 worth of privacy? Has he phoned you or anything yet?
Oh, he won't phone. He'll just arrive. In the meantime, let's relax, hmm? Do you like music?
Me and Beethoven were just like that.
You can't dance to Beethoven.
Well, that's the point.
Dance very well.
Thanks. It's a nice place you have here.
It's home.
No place like it, but...
Hold it right there, Mr. Troy.
Company, huh?
Don't turn around and don't move, Mr. Troy.
Nasty way to break in on a dance, mister.
Isn't it, though?
Oh, poor Mr. Troy. He danced so nicely.
All right, Carol. Help me set the scene. We haven't much time.
Oh. Oh, brother, my aching head.
Troy, you must have a head like a cannonball.
Oh, that's all I need. The charming and benign features of Detective Inspector Mellamy of New Scotland Yard bending over me. Oh, oh, brother. What are you doing here, anyway?
Investigating?
Yeah, well, I want to report a case of assault and battery. I was just a... Hey, where's a cute little blonde bombshell?
Which cute little blonde bombshell?
The gal who owns this apartment.
That smack on the head must have addled your brains, Troy. This apartment belongs to a man. Or at least it did. Mr. Laurie Webster.
What do you mean, did?
The aforementioned gent is, I regret to say, very dead. Shot at close range. That's what I'm investigating.
Now, wait a minute. Where did all this happen? You got a suspect or anything? Because if you haven't, I might just be able to...
The answer to your first question is right here in this apartment. In fact, right here in this room. If you move your head a fraction, you'll see the late Mr. Webster stretched out on the floor just a couple of feet away from you.
Hey, but this just doesn't make sense.
As for your second question, yes, I do have a suspect. A private investigator called Peter Troy.
Oh, very funny. But I'm not in the mood for jokes.
Want to tell me about it?
Tell you about it? What would I want to kill Webster for? I've never even seen the guy.
Guns on the floor beside you. A Smith & Wesson 32. And I've no doubt your fingerprints are splattered all over the butt.
Now, you know I don't use a Smith & Wesson. I got a license to carry a Browning automatic.
A license which I regret to say must be withdrawn.
Now, look, there's a frame, and you know it, Inspector. They set me up. How did you know about all this, anyway?
A phone call, Mr. Troy. The caller said there was some trouble here in Carlow Road.
Yeah, with me right in the middle, huh? Well, it's nothing that the trouble is going to be, just as soon as
I... Secretary Julie's outside. Now, have Miss Summers come in, Constable.
Right, sir. Miss Summers, please.
Oh, Pete, they made me tell them about that girl.
Oh, I get it. I get it all now. Julie told you about the blonde that came to see me this afternoon, the girl who wanted a bodyguard to protect her from an over-anxious suitor, and you think
I think you took your duties too seriously. You didn't have to shoot him, you know.
I didn't shoot anybody.
Oh, maybe the Smith & Wesson belongs to him, eh? He pulled it on you, there was a struggle. You got possession of the gun, pulled the trigger.
Now, look, you know me. I'm the sort of guy that goes around giving people lead poisoning. I could take that weasel lying over there with my hands tied down my back.
That weasel gave you a fair-sized clout on the noggin, laddie.
Julie, you better get hold of Randell. Looks as though I'm going to need a lawyer.
You're already legally represented, Mr. Troy.
Huh? All right, you can come in now.
Thank you.
Who are you?
Oh, my name's Regan, of Regan, Regan & Forsyth Solicitors. My card. I shall be happy to look after your case. And for the moment, I strongly advise you not to answer any more questions.
Who sent for him?
Yeah, I heard about the disturbance and thought you might need help. Furthermore, I think I can furnish the police with a witness. A witness whose testimony will clear you completely, Mr. Troy.
Well, now, that's more like it.
Where are you going to get this witness from, Mr. Regan?
Now, Inspector, you should know better than that. The defense cannot give away its sources of information at this particular juncture. Now, I should like a word in private with my client, please. This way, Mr. Troy.
Just don't try and leave this flat, either of you.
Well, now, Mr. Regan, I think it's all very charming, but...
You're in trouble, Mr. Troy. Bad trouble.
Hmm?
In fact, it would seem that you could wind up with a rope around your neck.
No, but I thought you said something about a witness.
Yeah, I did. But I omitted to say in front of the inspector that my particular witness, if she gave her testimony, would most certainly take you straight to jail. You see, Miss Carol Varley was here when you shot down Laurie Webster.
Well, I know that she was... Ah. You mean she's part of the frame?
A rather luscious frame, don't you think, to coin a phrase? Yes, I'm afraid you're in trouble, Mr. Troy. Real trouble.
Well, this was certainly cute. This was really cute. This was the tender trap. The more you struggle, the deeper you get into it. But this guy Regan, now here was an angle.
Yes, a rather delicate predicament, isn't it? Of course, I'd like to help you, Mr. Troy.
The lady sent you?
As a matter of fact, yes.
How come?
She has a proposition.
She had one before. Look where it got me.
This could be an answer to your problem. You see, I can tie up the police legally and demand your formal bail. Without Miss Varley's testimony, they have very little real evidence.
You ever watched Inspector Mellonby at work? He makes Dick Tracy look like an amateur.
Nevertheless, I can get you out of here.
And?
And naturally, we shall want a small favor in return.
How small?
From here, you are to go home and you are to make no phone calls. Tomorrow morning, you go to your office as usual, and you pay particular attention to the parcel mail when it arrives. There'll be a package for you. It'll be double wrapped.
Well, keep talking.
Undo the outer wrapping, and you will see a letter addressed to you. In it, there will be some instructions. You follow them, but you do not, I repeat, you do not open the inner package. It's been specially sealed, and we shall know immediately if it's been tampered with.
You're an untrusting lad, aren't you?
Mr. Troy, all you have to do is deliver that package. It's not a very difficult job. In return for doing that, I offer you your freedom.
I've got another suggestion, Mr. Regan.
Oh?
Why don't I just bop you one and make a quick exit?
I may not have seen Mellonby at work, but you have. How far do you think you'd get?
Well, about a block and a half.
You see, my way, you've got nothing to lose, Mr. Troy.
Okay, so I go along with it. But just tell me one thing.
If I can.
Who really did kill that fellow Webster?
But you did, Mr. Troy. Ask Inspector Mellenby. He's positive you did.
Troy didn't kill that man. Oh, I know I've cursed that wretched Canadian troublemaker in my time, but I will say one thing in his favor. He's no killer.
But the evidence, sir.
What evidence? Look, a man lies dead on the floor with a bullet in him. The police surgeon maintains that he's been dead for 24 hours. Troy didn't even know a man called Webster existed 24 hours ago.
Well, I still don't think it was wise to let Troy go, Inspector.
Regan knew we couldn't hold him. We had to let him go.
Incidentally, Troy's being shadowed.
Best team in the yard looking after him, sir.
Good.
Troy's no fool, and I think he's purposely sticking his neck out.
You mean he may be setting himself up as a bait, sir?
Yes, the fool. When will he learn to stop poking his nose into police matters?
Well, this time he really didn't have any options, sir, did he?
I wonder what's behind all this. Anything from ballistics yet?
They're still working on the serial number. It's been burnt off with acid. They're putting it through photo analysis, but it takes time, unfortunately.
Yes. Anything on the deceased yet?
Well, we know one thing. He has a criminal record. Spent a couple of years in Dartmoor. Worked an old confidence game. But that was 5 years ago. Not a thing since then.
Why was he killed? We get the answer to that and... Oh, to the devil with Troy. Why didn't he stay in Montreal?
What's the package, Pete?
Present from Santa Claus for being a good boy all year.
Pete? I'm sorry about blabbing to the police. I had no idea.
That's okay, honey.
I just wanted to help.
That's nice.
How is it you get yourself into so much trouble, Pete?
Trouble and me got married a long time ago, baby.
Will they arrest you again?
No.
How can you be so sure?
Because Mellenby knows I didn't kill Webster.
But
he was looking for a patsy, too. You got your notebook handy?
Yes.
Well, take this down. Troy, deliver the enclosed package to a Mr. Giles Nolan, Honeywick Cottage, Levendale. Levendale? Where's that?
Buckinghamshire, about 40 miles from London.
Deliver it today. Deliver it unopened. You're being watched.
Pete.
Make with the pencil, honey. You're being watched, and if you attempt to contact anyone else, there'll be trouble. Ooh, that old word again. Don't allow yourself to be followed by plainclothesmen. And my angel, our anonymous letter writer, has enclosed 20 crisp little fibers.
They look real, too.
Oh, there's a postscript. No matter what happens, this package must reach Levendale.
Pete, I'm getting that old feeling again.
It looks as though someone's going to try and stop me from getting this package to Mr. Nolan, doesn't it?
Well, let me ring through to Inspector Mellon.
Oh, no. Well, you just put that copy of the letter into an envelope and send it to him express. Addressed to his home at Scotland Yard. Okay?
But it'd be so much easier to phone.
You're a sweet, innocent babe, and I love you like a brother.
I've got a brother.
You know something? I'll bet our phones are tapped this morning.
Oh, Pete, don't go.
Judy calls. See you.
Oh, men. Peter Troy Investigations.
Miss Banner?
Yes?
I gather Mr. Troy has left.
Who is this?
Never mind. Just don't make any phone calls today, Miss Summers. Otherwise, I'm afraid you'll never see your employer again.
What?
And don't answer the phone if it should ring.
But
and don't attempt to leave the office until 5:30 this evening. Stay just where you are.
But I have to go to the post now, certainly.
Don't attempt to leave the office. You are being watched. Leave the post till tomorrow, or you won't live till tomorrow.
But Hello? Hello?
I couldn't care less who makes the delivery, Miss Varney, just so long as I get the stuff.
Oh, you'll get it, Mr. Nolan. No need to worry about that.
Yes, and what about Webster?
He had an unfortunate accident.
Yes, in other words, he was hijacked and killed. Sounds like Craig's work. Is Craig making the delivery, then?
Oh, no, that wouldn't be very smart, would it? Webster's men know Craig too well. They intercept him before he left London.
Well, then.
The delivery will be made by a rather dashing young Canadian private investigator called Peter Troy.
Private investigator?
Oh, don't worry, Mr. Nolan. He's completely trustworthy. He had to be. He's living very close to a noose at present.
And I've heard of Peter Troy. He's tough. He's very tough.
But of course, that's the whole idea. No one's going to hijack that messenger.
And what happens after he's made the delivery?
Now, what would you think?
I see.
Occupational hazard, Mr. Nolan.
Who's going to do it?
You are.
No, wait a minute.
Because if you don't, Peter Troy will get you, Mr. Nolan, one way or another. I doubt very much whether he's in the sweetest temper just at present. As soon as he hands over the package to you, you'll give me the money, and then Mr. Troy dies.
Excuse me, sir. Are these seats taken? I'll be my guest.
Nice weather for this time of year.
Isn't it, though?
Going far?
Oh, just as far as Levendale. Say, excuse me a minute, will you? I'd just like to get something from the rack above you.
Can I give you a hand?
No, thanks. I can manage. All I really want is this briefcase. Oh, there we are. Just want to get something out of it. My gun, as a matter of fact.
Now, look.
I'm a very nervous sort of guy, so just don't make any sudden moves. Well, now, I guess you're a couple of Caroline Varley's little playmates, huh? Mr. Regan sent you?
Now, Troy.
Oh, you know my name. Well, that's neighborly. Now, just take off your neckties.
Our ties?
All the better to tie you up with.
Troy, we're police officers. I'm Sergeant Benson, and this is...
Don't make me laugh. You characters have been tailing me ever since I left my office this morning. Okay, get those ties off, or I'll have to do it the hard way.
Funny old place.
Come in, Troy. The door's on the latch. All right. Put the package on the table in front of you.
I have to make a personal delivery, mister.
Put the package on the table.
Look, it's kind of dark in here.
Come.
Okay. Don't I even get to see who you are?
You don't need to, Troy. You don't ever need to see anyone again.
I don't like the sound of that.
Don't turn around. Stay exactly as you are.
You know, when people say that to me, mister, I get nervous. I start looking around for something like this table.
All right, Troy. Come on out.
Give me a good reason. Not good enough, Buster.
He's got a gun.
So what? You've got him trapped.
Ah, the Lady Caroline. That figures.
Well, this is your last chance. Throw out that gun, Troy.
You want it? Come and get it.
What the devil?
Something came through the window.
Gas. Tear gas. Troy, this is Mellenby. You all right?
Yeah, but hold everything, Inspector.
Police, I have a cordon of men surrounding the place.
Well, keep them outside. I might be able to reason with this guy now.
Not a chance, Troy. I'll give you 2 minutes, and then we're coming in.
That ought to do it. All right, fella. You got no chance against the police. You may as well call it a day.
You might have what? Not a chance.
Are you crazy? They've got us cold.
The lady's right, you know.
They'll never take me alive.
Watch it, Melanie. He's making a break for it.
You fool! Come back! Nolan!
Tear gas. Well, couldn't you find some other way, Inspector? In any case, how come you got to the scene in the nick of?
Well, Troy...
You can thank your lucky stars you've got an efficient secretary.
Well, yeah, I'm glad you delivered a message,
The message? You don't know the trouble I had doing that little chore. I was being watched, I couldn't leave the office, nor could I use the phone. But at 9:30 this morning, I had a visitor. Guess who?
You got me.
Our very irate landlord demanding the back rent. I gave him the letter and told him to take it straight round to Inspector Mellenby.
Okay, so you're a genius.
Troy, did you have any conception of what was in store for you?
Yeah, sort of. But I had to play it out. Otherwise, we're going to lose track of our playmates. It is dope, isn't it?
Heroin. There was enough of the pure stuff in that package to poison a herd of elephants. It was hijacked from the dead man, Webster. He had it smuggled in. Carol and her boyfriend decided to take it from him and make the delivery themselves.
And the difficulty was getting it to Nolan.
Webster's boys knew Carol's boyfriend. The delivery had to be made by a stranger.
And her Troy. Well, I'm glad I was ready for the ambush.
And in future, Troy, please try to refrain from tying up my police officers in trains. They don't appreciate it.
They really were your men?
They were.
You heard what the man said.
Hmm?
Walk softly, Peter Troy.
Thank you.